already. I'm coming.
Oh,
see.
Oh, in the morning? Not so hot, so hard.
No kidding, Rich.
Give me a break. I'm running late.
You live upstairs. What is it, like a 20-foot commute? Come on, I need coffee.
I need coffee.
And the shower.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So, who did what this weekend? Jake, you first.
Guys, this is Amanda. Met at a wedding in Jersey this weekend.
Wow. Usually they just let you take home a centerpiece.
She gave me a ride home, and she wanted to see where I worked. And, well, what can I say? She got a little excited.
By what? Your extensive gum selection?
By everything.
You know, I'd say get a room, but I think we're in it.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you guys have sex in here?
You just got that?
That's disgusting.
Hey, don't complain. Your diner finally has a satisfied customer.
Well, sorry. You know how people get carried away when they're newlyweds?
Newlyweds?
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
we got married.
What?
Married?
You heard us. We're married.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say. Well, great. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Jake.
You got married?
Oh, yeah. It was just sort of this spontaneous thing. We were both in the wedding party, and we were paired up to walk down the aisle together.
And the minute she took my arm, there was this connection. It was amazing. No, wait a minute.
You got married?
So after the ceremony, you know, we talked and danced all night. Next thing I know, it's 4 a.m. I'm in her car driving, all right? Amanda's through the sunroof with her top off screaming.
You were driving?
You were topless?
You got married?
You know, we should probably go because we have a million things to do.
Yeah, listen, guys, we're having a party tomorrow night to celebrate and we really want you to be there.
Okay, yeah.
Bye.
Can you believe it? Jake's married.
I just wish you could have been there to see the wedding.
If we'd gotten here 5 minutes earlier, we could have seen the honeymoon. Well, it's official. Love's not only blind, it's deaf and dumb.
Terrible. Reggie already called me and told me everything. I think it's great that Jake got married.
Yeah, why would you take a beautiful tradition like nailing a bridesmaid at a wedding and ruin it?
I think it's romantic.
Romantic? They drove in from Jersey and they did it on the floor of a diner.
The last time Lewis and I were on the floor, we were looking for the remote.
I mean, what was he thinking? You know, marriage isn't supposed to come at the beginning of a new relationship. It's supposed to be a last-ditch effort to save a dying relationship. Well, for God's sake, he doesn't even know the woman.
I almost married a guy I didn't know.
Really? Who was he?
I just told you I didn't know. Actually, the story isn't that interesting. I was in Turkey. There was a poker game. It was Holy Week. Well, you know the drill.
In on the gift.
Oh, great. Now I'm being blackmailed into getting a gift.
Oh, right. Blackmail. That's a part of the story I forgot.
Margaret, the marriage is a joke. We can't be expected to get a gift.
We're not expected to get a gift, John. We want to give a gift. It's our way of sharing our joy.
Yeah, well, I can't spare any joy. I'm running on fumes as it is.
Hey, guys. Looks like you got yourself a small fracture, Ricky. What happened?
Well, he was moving some boxes. We got this new shipment. Imported merchandise. Great stuff. Yeah, great stuff. You know, watches,
rings,
bracelets, necklaces.
I got it.
And we got some great Ricard Vanu clocks.
Never heard of them.
You gotta be kidding.
He's gotta be kidding.
No kidding. These things retail for at least $300.
Yeah, but we'll cut you a deal.
Oh, yeah? So they're stolen?
He didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
So they're real?
He didn't say that. They're reproductions. You know, Vanu-esque.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you something. Would something like that make a good wedding gift?
Well, when you care enough to almost make it look like you've sent the very best.
How much?
We're going to sell them for 50, but for you, 35.
30.
Done.
20.
Well, you just agreed on 30.
I didn't agree.
You said 30, I said done.
I wasn't done.
Trust me, you're done.
Coffee, Reg.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're here. We need to talk about Jake's gift. It's 50 bucks a person.
Not for this person.
You're not getting them a gift? I swear, Becker, you're not only the least romantic man I've ever met, but you're the cheapest.
Really? Would you call this cheap?
Huh? Oh, my God, Becker, it's a Ricard Vanu.
Oh, yeah.
I always wanted one.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you get married, if time is still measured on a clock, I'll get you.
No, please. Like, you won't be dead by then.
Oh, come on. By then, we'll all be dead.
Well, why'd you get them a present anyway? I thought you said their marriage was a joke.
Well, it is a joke, but Jake's my best friend, and, well, Margaret guilted me into it. What are you getting him?
You'll see. Bob should be here any minute.
You let Bob pick out your gift?
He's not picking it out. He's picking it up. Oh, my God, what did I do?
Greetings, all.
Bob, why aren't you carrying two crystal champagne flutes with a matching ice bucket?
Done to death. Change your plan.
What did you do?
I bought them the one gift that every newlywed wants more than anything else in the world. That's right. You guessed it. Beef.
Beef?
Yeah, think about it, Reg. Not everybody drinks champagne, but everybody loves beef.
Not vegetarian.
You know what? You didn't chip in, so you don't get to talk, okay? Anyway, this isn't just any beef. This is Montana beef. So fresh they kill it in the truck on the way to your house.
Bob, you're taking it back. Nobody wants meat for their wedding.
How do you know? You've never been married.
Well, by the time I get married, you'll be dead.
Reg.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, everybody. Hope you all can make it to the party tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see you tonight. I gotta go call Montana and get them to turn a truck around.
Did we invite him?
Doesn't matter. He'll show up anyway.
So what time you want us there tonight?
Oh, yeah, the party kicks off about 7:30.
Oh, actually, it's 8 o'clock.
7:30, 8 o'clock, whatever.
No, not whatever. 8 o'clock. Did we or did we not agree on 8 o'clock?
Well, I told them 7:30, figuring they'd be a half hour late. This way they'll be on time.
I have an idea. Why don't you tell them 8 o'clock and have them show up at 8 o'clock?
You know what? Don't take it out on me just because none of your friends want to come.
My friends don't live here, Jake. And besides, they have real jobs. They can't just drop things on a moment's notice.
You know, making wind chimes out of soup cans is hardly a job.
But selling combs and candy is...
Hey, don't you yell at me!
Don't you yell at me!
Well, how else am I supposed to get anything through that thick skull of yours?
Oh, so now I'm stupid?
You know what? You just drive me crazy.
You drive me crazy!
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, baby, no, I'm so sorry.
Oh, great. Now we're all sorry.
Jake, let's go home.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
What the hell was that?
The shortest production of Virginia Woolf I've ever seen.
Okay, can I have your attention, please? A bunch of us down at the diner chipped in for a wedding gift. Well, except for Becker, who, as we all know, is a cheap bastard.
Hear, hear.
Hey, that was not the toast.
So, if you'd all step over to the window, Bob will show you what, in his humble opinion, is a pretty amazing gift.
Bob, what's going on?
I thought you were supposed to get champagne flutes.
That's what I kicked in for.
Change your plan, girls. Go with it.
Come on, Jake. You're not even looking out the window.
What difference does it make?
What are we supposed to be looking at?
You just look out there. You'll see it.
That party over there, that's better than this one?
No. Look up. You see the Big Dipper?
No.
Well, if you could, you'd look 18 stars over and see the newest star in the galaxy. It's inspired by the love of Jake and Amanda, and it's called Jamanda.
You are so dead.
And you're in big trouble.
Wow, guys, that is an amazing gift. Thank you, everybody.
And so original. I mean, most gifts are so stupid. Like, who needs another blender or champagne flute?
Yes, we thought it would be the perfect gift.
We did. The train's leaving. I'm getting on it.
Yeah, well, I got something for you, too. Something you can actually see, hold, and know for sure exists. Yeah, that's for you.
Oh, my gosh! It's a clock, Jake, a Ricard Venue. This is so beautiful.
Wow, John, for a normal person, this is a generous gift, but for you, it's a miracle. I know just where to put it, over here on the credenza.
Oh, no, honey, I think it would look much better over here on the table.
Yeah, but you know, I want to put it over here. This is a perfect place for it.
Trust me, it's better on the table.
Oh, what, because I'm blind, you think I don't know what looks good?
No, I think I have better taste.
Oh, so now I have bad taste.
From the looks of this place, you've always had bad taste.
Well, maybe I do. I married you, didn't I?
Fine. Why don't you take back your stupid ring and your stupid friends and their stupid gifts?
Amanda!
You know, I just love giving gifts. It's how we share our joy.
Well, say what you want, but he'll always have Jamanda.
You hear me walking out the door.
Oh, great. Here's $20 for cab fare.
Keep it. I don't want to take all your money.
Don't you ever get tired of embarrassing yourself.
I guess not.
This is awkward.
Every time
you talk, you well, I think that party's still going on across the street.
I'm sorry.
Come here. Oh, Jake.
I don't think they're fighting anymore.
Oh, Jake.
This is even more awkward.
Oh, Jake.
Oh, man.
Oh, crap, Puff.
Jake!
Oh, thank God.
I'm telling you, I think we should leave.
No, that would be rude.
As opposed to what they're doing in there?
Yeah, I feel dirty.
Really? How dirty?
Come on, let's leave.
John, sorry about your clock.
Hey, I did my part. Lunatics want to smash my wedding present. That's their problem.
Well, they can get it fixed. All they have to do is take it back to the store where you bought it.
Yeah, whatever. Ooh, yeah, store. You know what? Maybe I should take it back for them and get it fixed.
But before we leave, I gotta get my coat.
You didn't have a coat.
All right, I'm coming.
Margaret. Look over there. He is so hot.
Which one?
The hot one?
Hey, fellas, come on back.
Hello.
Hi. Now, do you know which one I'm talking about?
No.
Because I live here on planet Earth.
Thanks for coming in, Ricky.
Is everything okay with my x-rays?
Oh, everything's fine. No. I just, I need another one of those clocks. You know, my friend broke it, and I told him I'd take it back to the store and, you know, fix it.
You can't take it back to the store.
There is no store.
You got it from our van.
Yeah, our van.
I know that. That's why I need another one.
But we don't have any more.
Well, can't you go back to your supplier?
You hear that?
I heard that. Yeah.
Our supplier's out of town for the next 3 to 5 years.
Well, what are you telling me? That I'm going to have to go to a real store and buy a real clock? Because I can't afford that.
You can take another look in the van.
We got lots of other stuff.
Good stuff.
Great stuff.
How about a George Foreman grill?
$150.
I thought those were like 30.
Yeah, but this is really George Foreman's grill.
I went online to the Star store and I bought them a star. Are you calling me a liar?
Show me a receipt.
Okay, look. On my way to get them a gift, I happened to pass by OTB. And there was a horse running called Wedding Cake. I mean, can you believe it? I mean, it was 100-to-1 shot. What are the chances? 100 to 1? I don't know, maybe. Anyway, the horse broke its leg in the first furlong and they took it out back and shot it. Long story short, he didn't finish.
I want my 50 bucks back.
Okay, look. Jake and Amanda think they have a star, and Margaret and Linda think they got it for them. Let's keep this between us.
Bob, you're despicable. You're totally dishonest. You take our money and then you lie about it. Make it 100, we'll call it even.
Deal. Hey, what's in the bag?
The Big Dipper. You want to buy it?
See that? Yeah. Don't touch. As a matter of fact, don't even look at it. I don't want to take any chances. I'd be damned if I'm going to spend another 300 bucks.
You spent $300 getting that clock fixed?
No, I meant, you know, the original 300 that I spent. You know, at the store where I bought it, you know, originally.
Hey, guys.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're here. Here's your stupid clock, all right? Congratulations.
I don't know if congratulations is the right word. Amanda and I just got an annulment.
An annulment?
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
Well, we both realized that marriage is a big step and that we rushed into it.
Yeah, you sure as hell did. You know, and not to mention the fact that you two were terrible together. I mean, come on, let's face it. This is not a girl you marry. It's just some easy girl you pick up at a wedding, sleep with, and dump the next day. Believe me, you did the right thing. I mean, she's insane. You just got yourself a free pass out of crazy town, my friend.
What I was going to say is that Amanda and I are staying together.
Oh.
Because we happen to still love each other very much. We're just not going to be married.
Hey, man,
haven't you said enough?
Real nice, Becker.
Every single day you tell me to shut my mouth. Today, when I needed you the most, where the hell were you?
Let me ask you something. You know, when two people get married and you give them a very expensive clock, then they get unmarried, doesn't that clock revert back to you? I mean, isn't that the law?
What is wrong with you? Jake is going through a very difficult time right now, and all you care about is that stupid clock.
It happens to
Look,
be...
Jake is not only your best friend, he may be your only friend.
Oh, please. Come on. What about... Boy, I better go talk to him.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Look.
I know.
I mean it.
Me too.
So are we okay?
Yeah. We're cool.
Hey, you know, had to be said. Actually, you know, I better take off. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.
You know what, John? There's something else. You know about that clock?
What clock?
You know the clock you gave us for our wedding? I wouldn't feel right keeping it, and I want you to have it.
Oh, no. That wouldn't be right. You keep it.
No, it would just be a reminder of a big mistake.
Well, that's what marriages are all about. You know, you keep it.
You want this clock, don't you?
Very much. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi.
Oh,
hey. Hi, baby.
You know what? I'm going to take off, Jake.
I'll see you later.
Why is he taking our clock?
Oh, well, technically, we're not married anymore, so...
So he came back to reclaim his wedding gift? Boy, that Bob guy was right. He really is a cheap bastard.
I'm standing right here. You know what? John is my friend. Don't insult him like that, all right? Don't you have any tact?
I say what I feel, and if you can't deal with that, maybe that's your problem.
You know what? John is right. You are crazy.
No, I must be crazy to get involved with you.
Hey, you want
to
leave? Leave.
Fine. Just give me 5 minutes to pack, and I'm out of here.
Hell, you know where the door is.
You'll never see me again.
I never saw you in the first place.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm... Wait, no, wait. Could I at least keep the...
Oh, okay,
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Bad.
So bad. You know, they're not married, and I'm out $300. You know the hell I am. It's all right, I'm a doctor.